Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Four-time World Series champ, former San Francisco Giant reliever. You can check him out now. Color commentator and in-studio Giants analyst for NBC Sports Bay Area. The great Javi Lopez makes his return to Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Javi, it's been a while, man. How's life treating you and the family?
Oh, man, things are great. It's nice to hear these voices again.
Oha! They're sultry. They're sultry as always.
Whatever. Voices, believe it.
What do you got going on right now? You in Georgia just getting ready for the season?
Yeah, you know, I had a big morning. I had to go get my eyes checked, you know, just make sure I'm reaching that age. I might need to get some cheaters, but thankfully everything's okay. Yeah,
good to
got
hear.
My 15, doing all right.
Good to hear. Let's jump into some of the conversation regarding the Giants. Obviously, the forecast for this season is going to be one in which they're building, trying to make some progress. It's going to take some time. I think we all understand that. But for a manager like Gabe Kapler, have you had a chance to talk with him at all or get to know him at all? Because one of the things we're trying to figure out is what it's going to take for him to win over this fan base. When you're taking over for a guy like Bochy, obviously you got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, well, Kapler and I were teammates two times. I had him with my rookie
nice.
Year in Colorado, and I played with him in Boston in 2006. So as far as a player, you're not going to find a guy, from the playing standpoint, he's about as intense as they come. He has a will to win. He wants to win, but he's gonna have conversations with all these guys. And that's one thing he's got to do. I shouldn't say he's got to win over the clubhouse, but he's going to impose his will on the clubhouse and get these guys to open up and really try to build a family atmosphere. I know it's kind of silly to say that, but it is what you try to do in spring training when you're together for 30-plus days and trying to hang out and get things going. And Bruce Bochy's got a really large foot, big shoes to fill, big head, big hat, big everything. You know, and that's a tough task. It's a big ask for Gabe Kapler, but I think, you know, Gabe's just going to have to do it by what he's already said. He's going to communicate. He's going to be open. He's going to be honest, not only with the players, but with the media and with the fans and stuff. He wants that opportunity to show that he belongs. And I think if there is a guy that is going to be true to his word, it's Gabe Kapler. I can tell you that.
When you look at the batting order and the lineup as it's going to be rolled out, you've got a mix of younger players who are continuing to prove themselves and some veterans who maybe have their best years behind them. How is Gabe going to be able to balance this and really put the best lineup out there day in and day out?
Well, I think Gabe is going to have those conversations. That's one thing that he's always had. He's going to sit down with the veterans. If they're not doing what he feels that they need to do or should be doing, he will sit them down. He will do it. And he'll have a conversation and tell them that this is the reason I'm going to play X, Y, and Z. It's because you're not doing this and not doing that. He'll do it. And I think it's tough as a player to listen to that at any point in time in your career, but you have to have honest self-evaluation. And if you're not doing that, then you're going to have to lean on your manager to have that conversation. And Gabe will do that. And I think, you know, Farhan sees it the same way. A lot of young guys are going to get the opportunities, and they'll get a longer rope to try these things out. And, you know, ultimately, if it doesn't work out, then you do have those veterans to fall back on. But you're building for the future, and the only way to get better is to get reps for the younger guy.
No question. There's an old saying, they say opportunity is never lost, it's just given to someone else. How do you see this new bullpen rule, and how would that affect the game?
Well, you know, I looking back on it, I've seen all kinds of articles talking about it, that there was only 600 appearances out of all the appearances in the big leagues that it would have actually affected the ball game. I don't really, you know, I'm retired, so it doesn't really matter anymore, but I don't like the rule. I do think that part of baseball is being able to outmanage somebody and try to use those secret weapons down there in the bullpen whenever you can. And I think that the three batter minimum is a bit of a hokey thing to do, but it's the rules. And you got to work within those constraints. But I think ultimately you're going to see the manager go ahead and take the pitching matchup, and whether he's got to hit the next guy to get to another lefty or whatever the situation is going to be, they'll try to manage those situations the best they can.
Why though, Hob? Why did they put this in your opinion when you look at it? Because I love the way you explain this. Why? I mean, what do you think the thought process went behind this?
Well, I do think it does make the game drag. There's no question about pitching changes having to do that. Trust me, I was the main part of a lot of those times where, you know, there's only so many beers you can go grab in between a pitching change, and you have like three or four. Yeah, you're really going to start to get upset. So I can understand from the fan standpoint to trying to speed up a game, but you know, all this to try to get the games under 3 hours and do those things. I'm not sure as a fan, if your team's winning, I don't think you care if you're there for 3 hours and 5 minutes as opposed to 2 hours and 55. If your team's winning, you don't care. But I understand what baseball's trying to get younger and get quicker and more interesting. So I do see why they're doing it. I just don't know if it's really going to have a big impact.
Javi Lopez, four-time World Series champ, kind enough to join Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You're going to be calling a lot of the games on the road this season. We always enjoy those games without question. But what do you think about the digs Kruko's getting this year? He gets to call some games from back here in San Francisco when he's not traveling out on the road. That's when you know you've probably reached a pinnacle all to yourself, right?
That is the ultimate goal, isn't it? All he has to do is really get he could be wearing shorts and some flip-flops. All he's got to have is a nice NBC polo on top. That's it, just to make sure he's looking the part. But, yeah, talk about a great job, and I'm happy that they're doing it. It's the best broadcast team. Of course, I'm partial. I don't think it's just the Bay Area. I think as far as baseball is concerned, that's the best 1-2 punch for me. That broadcast baseball all over the country. So it's good to get those two together for an extra 22 ball games. And it's, for me, it's fun to just try to learn every time I get to listen to them what it's like, and continue to get reps on the side, which I'll continue to enjoy.
And you're continuing to improve, and it's fun to watch you do in those games. We go from the joy of pitchers and catchers reporting to the ugly stain on Major League Baseball with the Astros cheating scandal and a story that continues to go on and on. What do you make of how Major League Baseball handled it and the idea that maybe other teams were involved in some other sort of nefarious activity?
Well, I like the way the commissioner came down hard on the Astros. I don't think there's any place for that level of cheating. Cheating is always going to be a part of the game in any sport. In baseball, it's evolved just like everything else. You give people the technology, and they're going to play. They're going to try to push that limit, push the boundary. And the Astros got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. But they are by far not the only team to do it. I've wrestled with this. I've gone back and forth. I feel like, you know, now they've pinned everything on Carlos Beltran, and it's funny how like now the moral police is coming out saying that. Oh, we told him that we didn't wanted him to stop, and it was just like if you really did, he's just one man. You could have stepped up and done something as a squad, but if you realize the benefits that you're getting off of it, and you know, I don't know what the right answer is when it comes to that, but it's you give people that access to technology, it's just what you're gonna do. I think everyone always looks for an edge, no matter what you're doing in life, no matter if you're doing, you know, TV, radio, working in just a regular 9-to-5, you're looking for an edge to make yourself a better employee. And I think that's what the Astros were doing. And ultimately, they are paying the price. And it's not like they're going to vacate the World Series. They still want it, but it'll be a little tainted, I think.
Do you think they should vacate the World Series?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think you open up a big can of worms if you start doing that. You're going to start looking back at all kinds of people doing these things. And ultimately, you still have to win those seven games. I know that not every one of those games was at home. You know, you're trying to figure out how they did it. The Dodgers had opportunities. And, you know, I think as a Giants fan, you got to think about, well, do you really want to give the World Series to the Dodgers? And I think everyone's going to say no. So that's the way I see it as of right now. It's just, you know, you got to try to make adjustments going forward. And I wonder what the commissioner has up his sleeve as far as, you know, what kind of restraints he's going to put on all these ball clubs.
I'm going to kind of pivot and take you down a hole, not necessarily a rabbit hole, but just something that happened recently. I think that it affected every sport. the passing of Kobe Bryant, and what can and from that, what can people learn from it?
Oh man, that's I tell you what, it's still something I think about on pretty much daily. When I heard the news, I was actually at my daughter's softball practice, and yeah, I thought the guy was kidding next to me that popped up, and next thing you know, I'm searching like everybody else for every media outlet to tell you what happened. But Kobe Bryant, a few things for me is just that he's my age. He's 40. I'm 42. He's 41. I watched this guy's whole career. He went against the best, and he wanted to be the best. He emulated Michael Jordan, and he wanted to be Michael Jordan. And he proved himself. And what I always like is just watching his passion. And you hear it all the time. It's life is short. And you hug the ones that you love and keep them close. And I think that it hits home a little bit more now that I have children as well. But the guy was a tremendous athlete, tremendous competitor. And, you know, I think basketball has done a tremendous job. You see the impact that he had, not only in the NBA, but worldwide, with all the celebrations that he had. And even at the Oscars, they had a moment for him there at the Super Bowl. I mean, he impacted a lot of lives. And he's going to be sorely missed, and it's still hard to believe that we have to talk about him in the past tense. It just really is. It's a guy that you didn't think anything was going to happen for quite some time, with a long, full life. But, you know, just again, life is short, and just when it comes down to it, whatever grudges you have, clear them up with the people you got, because there's no point in being upset when you look down the road and you think about how relationships are built and how relationships can be broken apart. It's usually often just because somebody is too tough to just, or too humble, not humble enough to have that conversation and air the grievances. And, you know, I feel bad for the other seven victims and Vanessa and the rest of Kobe's family. But the outpouring of love and affection, I think, not only in life, but the sports in general, baseball, basketball, all the sports that are been out there with tributes, just shows you that we can all unite behind love and family life, and that's one thing that Kobe was exuding till the final day.
Very well said. Very well said indeed. Four-time World Series champ. Check him out at NBC Sports Bay Area. Former Giant reliever Javi Lopez with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Javi, we always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming on. Enjoy what's left of, you know, spring training in your offseason. We look forward to hearing from you on TV this season. Dibs wasn't kidding around. You're doing a great job. We love hearing from you.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. And it was nice to hear your voices again.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. You know, we do our part too. And I resent the implication earlier that people in radio are looking for an edge. Not this show. This show's clean.
I guess that's true. You're right. And you guys, I should also say, are tremendous broadcasters as well. I shouldn't just give it to Krug and Kipe. You're also up there as well. Everyone's tied for second. How's that?
That'll work. That
feels better, Hav.
We'll end it on that note, Hav. Thank you so much. We appreciate the time.
You got it, boys. I appreciate you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.